Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough.
And you've had enough.
You've had enough.
Still gotta try,
small business owners. I know that's what you do. I see a lot of rhythm section. They didn't know it, but that's our anthem, isn't it? It speaks to me, I'll tell you that. Welcome back, folks. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Negin is our guest. N-E-G-E-N is how you spell his last name. He and Susan Negin wrote a book called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. I still encourage you to find that book. Whiz Bang Training, is that right, Bob?
That is correct. Whiz Bang Training. There's an H in Whiz Bang.
So there you go. And a .com on the end. A .com on the end to find you online, won't it?
That's right.
So check that out, folks.
Find
and
you
your training program, you make that available to retailers all over the world, don't you?
Yeah. So we have a wide variety of programs and products and services. And although what we teach works with all small businesses, it's geared specifically for small to mid-sized independent retailers. So,
and
I
remember when it was a gleam in Bob and Susan's eye, and they made it come to pass. It's been a beautiful thing to watch, Bob.
Well, thank you. No, it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. You know, we've helped so many retailers because you talk to small business people all the time. People are struggling. They have a passion. They have a dream, but they don't have the chops, the skills to make it into something better. They don't have the business skills, and that's where we come in.
And so, folks, I wish you could see my copy of their book. There's dog ears and stuck post-it notes and yellow markers. I mean, I've destroyed this book. It's a great one. So,
really? All right.
Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age by Bob and Nancy and Susan. Bob and Susan Negin. All right, so Bob, tell us some things we can do to get better out here on Main Street.
Okay, so when I look at the biggest mistake, so let's talk about building sales. There's getting better and there's building sales, and they're interrelated, of course. But when it comes to getting better, philosophically, it starts with something called that I call WWMCW. What would my customer want?
Mm-hmm.
And so many people, when they get into business, they have the idea that they have to get as much as they can. When in actuality, if you're going to be successful in today's hyper-competitive environment, you have to give first to build that feeling, you know, to build that emotion in your customers to get that. So when I say WWMCW, what are your store hours? Do they reflect when your customer can shop? Have you trained your people correctly so that they give the kind of service that a customer in a small independent business deserves? Have you built your systems out so that your business runs well and your customers get a friction-free experience? So, you know, that's what to do, you know, sort of on that perspective level. But when it comes to how do you build your business? Well, build your list, build your customer database, and build relationships with your customers. It's just the biggest mistake that people make.
One of the mistakes they also make is thinking that the customers they've acquired on social media are safe there in social media, that they don't have to, you know, I call it act like a duck, migrate. Migrate your customers from social media over to an email list. What do you think about that?
I could not agree with you more. So we call it owning a relationship or renting a relationship. If you have a relationship, if somebody likes you on Facebook, you are renting that relationship. Because if you want to really own it, you have to buy it. You have to pay money to Facebook.
And, that, and
to
when he says to your own when he says rent, he means month to month too. By the way, folks, not yeah. long. It's not a long term lease. It's month to month. Maybe day to day. Right.
That's exactly right. But if you have an email address and a physical address, now you have the ability to build a relationship. You know, if somebody joins your loyalty program and gives you their email address and their address, really they're figuratively raising their hand and giving you permission to market to them. You can't ask for anything more than that. And then when we talked about how do you, you know, so the money's running out at the end of the month, if you have a robust list and you built the relationship with the people on your list correctly, you can have an impromptu customer appreciation event. Hey, you know, I decided to cook hot dogs and have lemonade out in the parking lot of my store on Saturday morning. Or, you know, so you can do things. Without a list, all you can do is hope. That's and right. Hope isn't a marketing strategy.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and what is the most important thing you've learned in the internet age? If you had to identify one thing, I've got about 30 seconds, what would be the most, the thing that you think is the most important thing you've learned?
It's still people, right? It's a digital medium, but we're still human beings. We're, you know, in fact, you were the one, I learned the language from you. It's a digital world, but we're analog beings.
Yep.
People, it becomes more important that we build relationships in a real, meaningful way. We are all human mm-hmm. beings, and if you want to be a successful small business person today, you need to recognize that we are human beings, your customers are human beings, and treat them like they want to be treated.
The wisdom of Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen, and he learned all that from his wife, Susan. Hey, Bob, I need your website one more time, please.
WhizBang Training, WhizBang.com.
And he might give you a discount if you tell him you heard it from me. Bob, good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.